Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, August 10th, 2017, and you are listening to Three Geek Senate. The Senate is now in session. Hi, my name is Brian J. Cano.
And my name is Paul Bradford.
And I'm Robert Buxar.
And what are we going to talk about tonight, guys? I mean, we're just fresh off of, Rob, me and you, we geeked out on some Game of Thrones a couple days ago. What's been going on the last 2 days?
The last 2 days? Is it been 2 days? It's been 3 days, 4 days, 5 days.
Three days.
5 days.
I don't know.
You just said it was Thursday. God. You did one on Sunday.
I don't know. My days and nights blend together. So it's just, who knows? If I don't leave my house, it doesn't count.
Yeah. If you don't look out your window, it's fine. You can't really tell that the day's actually passed. You don't see the sun come up or go down, you're fine.
Exactly.
It all levels
out. I was actually looking on the internet because I've been collecting board games, and I did that Ghostbusters 2 unboxing, and I wanted to see if there was any new games that I've missed. And Paul, I know you collect Monopoly sets.
Yeah.
And there's pretty much a Monopoly mod for almost anything that you're interested in.
Yeah.
There's Rick and Morty. Well say he there's has Fallout. A there's Monopoly. Zelda. There's Doctor Who. But I found one that I was shocked, but I don't know why I'm surprised, because literally it's everything. I saw they had Golden Girls Monopoly. Not only did they have Golden Girls Monopoly, they had Golden Girls Clue.
Golden Girls Clue?
Yeah.
But there's only four of them.
But
Blanche
why?
In the Blanche in the kitchen, like, with the ice cream
like
scooper.
Like, who lost their
know.
Dentures? Like, that's the adventures?
With the cordless telephone.
With the living will.
Thank you for being a murderer. We appreciate it.
Andrew Gold.
It'd be almost like a Three's Company version. You've literally got four people there.
The Mr. Sure, that'll work. Edition.
It's a lot easier to guess who the murderer is, though, isn't it?
But seriously, Monopoly, I understand, but Clue?
In the kitchen of age.
What is there? To, like, is it set in their adult community home? Is it, all right, who impregnated Blanche after all this time, and who knew it was possible at her age?
Ooh. Right. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how that's going to go. I think some research is going to have to be done. Paul, you're going to have to do all
no,
of
I'm
the
good.
Research.
I'm good. Okay, so here's the thing. I used to, like...
Golden Girls is fantastic.
Hush your mouth. In the mornings, I used to watch... You, quiet. But I used to watch Frasier. I loved Frasier. I don't know. And I would watch that. I think they use it was in the morning. I can't remember what channel it was, but I would watch. I think it was like it started with like Buffy, and then went to Angel, then went to Frasier, and then it was Golden Girls. And I hated it. And if I got up to pee after the episode or whatever, and I came back to sit down, all I could hear was "Thank you for being a friend." And I hated it so much. I hated it. I couldn't stand it.
What you don't like the Golden Girls? Seriously?
Can't stand the Golden Girls.
You know, I will admit to it, this is kind of a guilty pleasure. I like the theme song, but not like the actual song by Andrew Gold, not the TV version of it.
So was it a remake, or was it just an edited version of the original?
It's an edited, Bosom Buddies has My Life by Billy Joel, but it's not sung by Billy Joel on the show. It's like that.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it's very
the greatest American hero
it's yacht
theme
rock.
Song?
It's yacht rock. It's very, that 70s. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
And
I thought you were getting ready to go into Flash Gordon.
No, although you
that's
could.
That's Queen.
Dun, 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 dun. I was like, Flash!
Break your hip.
What? I don't.
Oh, I get it. We're still,
we're
the
still
the
Golden
theme.
Girls.
It's still
yeah.
the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
I think we've gone off
but
the rails.
Yeah, I mean, there's Golden Girls, Monopoly, Clue, Mad Libs. Like, it's the amount of fandom behind that property totally caught me off guard. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy the series. I grew up watching it on TV, stuff like that, and I enjoy it. So
I just never thought, you would watch the show and think, I really want to experience Golden Girls in a property trading, manifestation.
I'd really like to go broke whilst playing to the theme of Golden Girls.
I want to take Blanche all the way to Boardwalk. Like, what's...
Oh!
What's
happening? I'm going to take her to Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue.
Oh, God, this is just...
We're going to go down
we take
to...
it higher.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
But anyway... No, I do. You know what? The annoying thing is I still don't have the Ghostbusters one.
Neither do I.
It's really weird.
I keep meaning to buy it.
I do. And then I see it in the store and I'm like, 40, you know, it's just $40. I'm like,
I'll wait
till it goes down. Yeah, I mean, I might play it once.
I actually have a Star Wars one. Can you believe that?
I have two Star Wars ones.
I've got Star Wars, Star Trek. you know what I like the mods? I used to like collecting Risk. Like Lord of the Rings Risk. They had Star Wars.
You know,
Risk.
I've never actually played Risk.
You know, I tried to play Risk once. Yeah.
But I've never played it.
I had this idea of a version of Risk. It was very... And just in case, you know what, actually, I'll just say it anyway. So here's the thing, right? So I was thinking of this game very much based around the premise of Risk, and it was all going to be like ghost themed. So like you had like a street, and in the street was like a trailer and a house and a mansion and a hotel. So that would be like your continents, right? That you would have in Risk.
Did you say you have incontinence?
No, that would be your continent.
Just curious.
Return of the Bradford Bag.
Back to the Golden Girls.
Right, yeah. Oh, the Bradford Bag is back, baby.
Back to the Golden Girls. Let's be serious. Anyway. Come on, guys. The professionals here.
Stop fucking around, guys. Bring it back.
But so basically, like, you were essentially, like, the Gozer of ghosts. So there was whoever, however many, there's four or five of you, and you have these little army of ghosts, and you've got to try and haunt the most locations. So again, very similar to Risk, but you keep putting, you got to get as many of your ghosts, and then your ghosts could fight and all that sort of thing. So it was basically, like I say, Risk, but ghosts. And I thought it was a really cool idea, and I just never took it anywhere.
I've got, actually, me and Chris Mankiw, so we've got, for as long as I've been doing paranormal investigating, I've been trying to make a game on the topic. And Beyond Three Pillars, I mean, I wanted to make a board game, and I just never was able to, it always fell apart in some respect, so... Maybe we should pool our ideas and really break through that wall.
Yeah. I had another one that was very sort of battleships. And I can't remember, like, you're a Ghostbuster or something. I can't remember what it was. But it was like you had to go and find the ghosts in the different areas and stuff. You know, very much like Battleship.
We're about to get paid.
Yeah. Right? But, I think the Risk one is worth sort of looking into, though. That element of it, I think it could be a lot of fun. Yeah, so if anybody has an idea of a board game and it's not ours, don't steal it.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, if you put this out, I mean, you do have a proprietary claim. Well, not proprietary, but you have a claim to it because it's out before.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so you have some claim.
Since we're talking about Monopoly, do we get our own three Geek Senate Monopoly edition? Like literally, because there's Monopoly for everything else. Do we get our own edition?
Eventually, I'm sure. But let's face it, I mean...
I would like it to go there.
But we would have, like, three properties, and then we're sort of bored. Or would it be, like, everything sort of sci-fi-esque? That would be kind of cool.
You know what it's like? The board is like a San Diego Comic-Con, and we're running around trying to get all the swag from all the booths.
Right. And then each
careful, you're putting out some good ideas here that could end up... Yeah. You have claim to it, but you need to make it happen now.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool.
Loading Photoshop?
Right. This episode will never hit iTunes.
Trademark,
each
copyright.
Each color could be a franchise. Right. Each color would be a franchise.
Yeah.
So you basically got to buy the different things from that franchise.
Oh, man. Which franchise gets the purple properties? Which is like the crummy properties you don't want to get stuck with?
Golden Girls.
Shut up. Get out.
What is the crap? Ghost Hunters, probably.
Oh.
I don't know. See, there's certain franchises we can't mention.
What, Voldemort?
No. In this particular episode of Three Geeks Senate.
Yeah.
the franchise that shall not be mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah, the franchise is.
Now, for those of you listening, because when it comes to we three senators... It eventually always comes down to something in the MCU or Batman/DC. And for this episode, because we seem to end up in those worlds by default, we're making a concerted effort to not talk about them. So for this episode, there is a rule. We are not allowed to talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe or Batman. And if we do...
We get to taste Paul.
No. No. But we do need to think of a punishment.
There must be a penalty. Ironically, if you're listening to this episode, it already means we've completed it, I've edited it, posted it, iTunes has processed it, and we've either cheated and I've cut out the mentions, or we were good. So you're going to have to listen and find out.
Yeah. We'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, my.
I'm feeling very antsy about this. I'm going to screw up. I know it.
Yes.
We need to do something that we can...
My beer's gone. Damn it.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm in trouble.
Mine too. But we need to do something very similar to the sort of... You know how the that ice bucket challenge?
Oh, the ACS,
Yeah. We need to do something that sort of... something that can be filmed, something that as far as a punishment is concerned...
Right.
That we've legitimately got to... think of something on that sort of basis.
Well, it's like a
unpleasant,
like a Tosh.0 thing. He's like, hey, do this challenge, and then he gets, you know, thousands of videos of people doing stupid things to themselves
for no reason
for the chance to get on his show.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that started with AFE, I think. Actually, AFE did everyone started faking these their home videos. Oh no, I've fallen over, yeah. And I'm gonna get $250 now from America's Funniest Videos.
I've fallen over again. I keep falling over.
Oh, my. Oh,
thanks,
over
Austin.
And over and over.
Oh, I keep falling over.
This is outrageous. It's silly. This is me in a
this
nutshell.
This is just crazy.
Crazy.
Good God.
Anyway, oh, we're behave.
Just way off of the weeds here. Derailed. Trains on fire.
So this is what, like, yes, yeah, so... from time to time, we'll have to penalize ourselves. We're going to be good, but if you're listening to this, maybe think of some future penalties for us to do, because we're going to be so busy geeking out that
we may not notice.
If we have to think of punishment too, that's
too much. It's too much work. Yes. So, I went and saw The Dark Tower a couple of days ago.
How was that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what?
My opinion is only based off reviews I read, so that's it.
Oh, well, here's the thing: I didn't read any review. Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, that doesn't count. I at the end of the movie, I walked out thinking this was a very never-ending story. Not that the story was exactly the same, or in fact, it was very, very different. But to me, it still felt like never-ending story in such a way that you could have made that movie exactly the same as it is today, 20 years ago. And it would have fit. It would have looked in the right area. You know, you wouldn't be like, oh, this is so futuristic. The movie, it just doesn't.
Is it dated?
Good.
Do you feel like it's dated?
It feels very dated. It feels
in a bad way.
Dated. Yeah. I mean, Idris Elba is a very talented actor, honestly. And then Matthew McConaughey as well. I think he was, you know, the bad guy. And
All right.
But it just felt very rushed, very blah.
Well,
I mean, it was good.
I think I've read that it's Stephen King won't mind if they continue that franchise. So it was almost like this was the introduction to that world, and
yeah,
maybe there may be more. But do you think it was good enough to spawn more?
No, honestly, it felt very never-ending story,
and that's
we
a
know
good movie.
That
I mean, that's a good comparison,
but. There should never have been a Neverending Story 2.
I've never seen Neverending Story 2 or 3.
Exactly. Along with, there was a third as well, right.
What I'm saying, though. I knew that there was a 2, but
we don't talk about number 3.
We do not speak of it.
Yes. Yeah. It's almost like Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls. We do not speak of it.
It's on every
Which,
day.
By the way, I did read something recent, like this past week, maybe week and a half, that Steven Spielberg. Spielberg said that his least favorite Indiana Jones movie is Temple of Doom.
Yes, it's my least favorite. Well,
I like Temple of Doom. I like the ridiculousness of the Temple of Doom.
It's grown on me a lot.
Yeah. I don't. It's not my favorite, but I definitely like it more than Crystal Skull.
Yes.
It goes 1, 3.
Kalima,
two, four.
Chuck today.
Mine is
Kalima.
3, 1, 2, 4.
I have to put 1 first. I mean, honestly, like, I would even say that 1 and 3 are equal. I can enjoy both of those as much.
Yeah.
You know, I can watch either of them over and over again, and I enjoy them both as much.
The villain is the same, so it's pretty much, it's him versus the Nazis, which is always a winner.
Yeah. As opposed to the Russians, like James Bond.
Yeah. But, three was so good because it fell right in that time.
3 was amazing.
89 was a good year for movies. You had, T2, you had, at Christmas time, you had Christmas Vacation.
Aliens.
Not Aliens. Aliens was 86.
Yes, it was. It was earlier than, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but 89 had some good, some good movies, and that was a time for me going to see movies. That was kind of like that was maybe my freshman year of high school. So I mean, like, that's kind of in the sweet spot for that. Ghostbusters 2, I forgot that was that 89 also. Batman.
Batman was 90.
Oh, the original one.
Was it 90 or 80? I thought it was 89.
It was filmed in 89, but it came out in 90.
Okay.
Well, see, this sort of brought me on to sort of an idea, because I was watching, obviously, that I wasn't particularly impressed with The Dark Tower. And I happened to come across an article a couple of days ago. Right, it was a couple of weeks ago, actually, I think it was. And then I sort of come across it again a couple of days ago, which made me think. And it had this list of the top, 20 worst films.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them I've never even heard of.
bad, huh?
Yeah, they were that bad. I hadn't even heard of them. But then there was a lot on there that there was one that I actually had I disagreed with completely. It was Highlander 2. I loved that movie.
Oh.
I know, and I knew you would say that. I knew you would hate it.
I don't like it, but like Ghostbusters 2, it's good to see Sean Connery again. It's good to see those characters again.
Right.
I've only ever seen the Renegade version, which eliminates the mention of the planet Zeist, so mine was less unpalatable than the original.
Are you talking about?
The original Highlander 2 posited that the Immortals were fighting this eternal battle because they came from another planet. They were essentially aliens.
So it was kind of like midichlorians. We just don't talk about those anymore.
It was a mistake. And so the Renegade version that came out eliminated it and just made it that they're still just out of time. They are these, magical instead of alien beings.
And just real quick, because unfortunately I'm going to go ahead and admit that I effed up and I mentioned one of the unmentionables in talking about the movies from 89, and I dropped it real quick.
Oh, snap, we all did.
Because I knew that I was right in it, and it was 89, by the way.
Is it?
Yep, I had to research it. I couldn't let it go. I dropped it real quick because I was like, I need to run away from this because I mentioned it. But I had to rectify myself. And
wait, what did I miss?
Nothing. Stare into the sky. Just imagine.
All right, so Rob's gonna get 10 lashes.
Flogged. I'm gonna get flogged, or I don't know. Yeah, 10 lashings, tased. No. I've been hitting the nuts by lightsabers, so I think I've already paid for that.
No, that doesn't count.
No, that's an independent act of nut aggression.
What? I can't hold my retributions for, some other thing. Okay, that's ridiculous.
What do you mean retribution?
I don't know. I've been drinking. You leave me alone. I'm using the wrong words for what I want to say.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and I can admit that right now, but I was right about one thing.
So it's good. I hope your nuts are going to enjoy being right about this, because that's Paul.
Yep, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great, guys.
You're going to see him when you guys watch Tron together, so, without warning.
That's not going to happen. I'm not going to get Rochambeau.
Well, we'll see. Anyway.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
No, you keep it up.
But you still talked about it, too, so you're just as bad because you said the word.
I think I said the year.
Oh, look at that. I've got this movie Kong Skull Island sitting right here on my just looking at me.
Nice redirect.
I haven't opened that up. Go ahead, deviate from that.
So, worst movies ever. Going back to the topic.
Worst movies ever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying, though. It's like I was reading it, the worst movies ever, and I was thinking there's several movies that come to mind for me that weren't on the list. Now, I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, you remember Super Mario Brothers, right?
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's got to be one of the worst movies ever, surely. Bob Hoskins?
It was pretty bad. And then Superman? No. Damn it.
Damn it. Poke. You're right, but still.
All right.
Number four. I'm just going to go ahead and finish that out. Number four.
Ivy,
I should have just said...
That was the nuclear one, wasn't it?
That's a trick, man. You can't bring bad movies and then I name a movie just as a naming. Oh, there's got to be parameters to this.
I remember who he mentioned now.
Well,
yeah. Oh, you got it now.
Here's
the
thing. Is it because the movie is bad? Because I've got a lot of movies on DVD that I have no interest in ever converting to Blu-ray. It's like I have them. They're guilty pleasure movies. I'm looking at them right now. I see Free Jack is one of them. Do you remember Free Jack with Emilio Estevez and Rolling Stones lip guy? Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger? Yes. Yep.
Anthony Hopkins was also in it.
Rolling Stones lip guy.
He's like the lippy mouth face.
Lippy face man. Not Aerosmith. The other one.
I'm also looking at Caveman with Ringo Starr. Guilty pleasure. God. Horrible movie.
I don't think I've seen that since I was a kid. And it was on cable. First run on cable.
The last time I saw it.
So it's been a while.
I mean, I've got plenty of crappy movies. Like, I'm looking, I've got Disorderlies with the Fat Boys. And you notice the bad movies usually have some star at the time that just wants to capitalize on a movie.
They would say yes to anything.
Because they just try and throw it in there. But usually that person may be killed off or something happened where they exit the movie fairly quickly. But it was just a name that they can drop in there. Scream did with Drew Barrymore. She was a big name. I mean, you know, she's a big name, but they had her in the movie, and then they killed her off in the very beginning, which was, by the way, it was fantastic the way that they did it, but it still happened. But they put her in there to get people.
Speaking of throwing people in there, what about like horrible cameos, like Ed Sheeran, for example?
I had no issue with that.
I didn't have an issue with that.
Until you get to it, because you're not up to that season yet.
No, not yet. But you know, I'm just thinking that was something I remember, the Ed Sheeran thing. But I mean, you know, can you remember any horrible cameos? I mean, I know I've got a couple in my head, like Michael Jackson, Men in Black.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was Men in Black 2, wasn't it?
Or was it the first one? No, it was the second one.
Was it Men in Black 2? Yeah. Yeah, because that's when they were trying to pull in the names.
I could be Agent M. Z.
Right.
I could be Agent M.
Because that's after the movie's made a name for itself. Everybody liked it. And then everybody wants to be a part of number two.
Exactly.
I can't think of specific.
I can think of one that at the time I cringed, but now is kind of funny in retrospect. Vanilla Ice in Turtles Secret of the
Ooze. Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, yeah.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja.
To the point where,
I hate to say it,
when the last movie came out, Kraft did a tie-in for their mac and cheese, and I think Vanilla Ice is in the supermarket stocking the shelves, and the kid is like, Go Ninja, Go Ninja. They're dancing in the thing, so it's like, all right. All these years later.
And then Vanilla Ice robs the kid of all of his money and takes all out of the back of the store. Is that how you remember the commercial going?
Yes, that's exactly how it happened.
And that was recorded probably last year. No, but I'm trying to think of cameos and stuff like that. Because you said bad movies. And one movie, and I tell you, and I used to not, like, I wouldn't go to the movies a lot. I would buy, like, this is when DVDs weren't coming out every 15 seconds or Blu-rays. You go into a store now and like every Tuesday and release day you've got like 15 movies at release. But when I first started buying DVDs, like in the early 2000s, you know, you got a movie or two a week, and so I would pretty much buy a movie a week, and that's just the way that it was, anything new that came out. But there was a movie that I bought, you know, there was a lot of movies that I never went to the theater to see, and I would just pick it up on DVD and watch it. And I've got a lot of movies that I'll never watch again. And it's in boxes in my closet, but there was one movie, and very few movies will I just turn off and walk away because it is so bad. And one was a movie with George Clooney in it, and it was horrible. And this was after he had become slightly famous. It's called Solaris.
Oh, I remember Solaris. Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say it had Arnold Schwarzenegger in it and Chris O'Donnell and Uma Thurman.
I don't know what movie you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
It's not ringing a bell.
Alicia Silverstone as well. I think she was in it.
I don't understand. What character did she play?
I can't. You know, see, I cannot remember the movie.
I just remember nipples. I remember it being really horrible.
I remember
nipples.
Rodent, I think it was a night. It was a nighttime rodent.
And there was a car, and there was lots of neon.
Yeah. Fledermaus.
Everybody, stay cool.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Chill.
Horrible movie. Yeah.
I don't understand. What movie was it again, Paul?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Maybe
I
should.
But I think we can all agree that
it's. Text it to you, and I'll let you go ahead and say it, just so you can keep your credibility.
No,
it's a trap. Don't do it.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Stick close to coding shelter, empty shelter.
So now Solaris, I remember being excited for, because I was like, "Hey, this is sci-fi." But I remember it being kind of slow, and I didn't care.
Solaris. Well, see, the thing that sold me on, like, I was reading the back of it. It was like, it said something basically like it goes back to like an old school like sci-fi movie, and I was like, "Oh, this sounds kind of cool,"
and it's very true.
It was just bad. Like, I got, like, I'm pretty sure I made it halfway through it and was like, I can't do this. I just turned it off and I put it back in its case. I was like, that's it. I'm out.
I mean, you watch some of the old space movies from the 80s, like your 2000 or before, your Black Hole, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I even like those.
I love the Black Hole.
I love the Black Hole too, but, like, you watch it and there's the 20-minute approach to the ship and it's like, and you're like, you're spending the next half hour of your life trying to get on the ship. Back then, it was amazing cinematography. Now, it's very dated.
Yeah, you can't go back and watch these movies, though. Like, I did the same thing with Rollerball. I loved the original Rollerball. I loved it. And it was like Logan's Run and all those. I loved those movies. Go back and watch them now, and they don't hold up. Yeah, so it'll ruin it for you, so don't do it.
You're impatient.
Because Rollerball bored me to tears when I watched it again.
It was like,
and I really loved it.
It's that whole at that time, and you've got that memory of how you were at that age, and it was fantastic
it
for
was.
You. But
it
now
was.
You've got all of these other memories and these other experiences to compare it to, and it's connecting to all new emotions.
Speaking
in you.
Of that
and you're
guy
like,
from that movie that we can't name, I had never. What movie? Oh, the one that you said that you're going to get poked in the balls about, but.
I don't know.
Oh, the one
I had never seen The Running Man, and it came on cable the other day, and I said, "Oh, I'm gonna give it a shot."
Yeah,
and
it probably doesn't hold up.
It probably didn't hold up. It didn't connect with me. Like, and I really tried.
Because you didn't see it at the age that you should have
seen
it at.
Yeah,
it didn't imprint. It didn't get a chance to imprint on me, so I just it never stuck.
And I think that's a real thing as well. You say that. I think that's a legitimate thing because I love Labyrinth.
Labyrinth is great.
Yeah. That's the thing. We saw all the movies that we love that were in that time that we molded ourselves, was that kind of that 12, 13, you know, area of time.
Two movies that were on yesterday and today. Yesterday, I watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And today,
fantastic.
I watched Teen Wolf. And I was like, yes. Neither of them great movies, but they enjoyed the hell out of them.
Right, because they trigger those emotional responses in your head because of how you connected to them when you originally saw them.
And at the end of Teen Wolf, there's the man on the bleachers who has a dick out.
That's true. That is true, right at the end.
I saw it twice today.
I gotta see that. And then I was like, no, I don't.
I think it was you that told me that, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm reenacting it right now.
Yep. We all are.
Back to the Future 3.
The funny thing about Teen Wolf is that we know about that scene. We know what happens to that scene. But in the context, when I'm watching it today, just in front of that guy and his penis out of his pants, Michael J. Fox's father is like coming down on the bleachers to hug him, but he's putting his arms out like, it's this big.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous.
He said ridiculous. Oh, God. I honestly didn't know that was in the movie.
Yes, right at the very, very end.
Things I didn't know about. Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad I missed that.
I've seen it twice.
Well, some homework for
but now I do kind of want to go see Teen Wolf again, except for the very end of it.
Hey, I saw it twice today. It was on cable, and yes, it's just,
okay.
I've seen it for both of us.
Now, this triggered the thing that in Teen Wolf 2, wasn't Jason Bateman the character? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was two, as in T-O-O, so he was also a Teen Wolf.
Yes. Also the Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf also.
He wasn't Michael J. Fox's character. He was just another wolf.
You know, what's funny is, like, when I was a kid, there was a book that I read, and it was called I Was a Teenage Werewolf. And I remember... I think they did it was almost done in the vein of like an after school movie, like an early Saturday morning made for TV flick. Mm-hmm. But they did turn the book into a movie. But it was like one of those ones I read as a kid and I was like, oh, I really want to see this as a movie, and they turned it into it. Wasn't that great, but I don't think it was, I can't remember, I'm gonna have to look it up now because the it's in my head, if whether it came out in that same time as Teen Wolf, mm-hmm. as to where like one spawned the other. Or vice versa.
Right.
Now I'm kind of curious, but I'll forget. Ooh,
do you remember the cameos in Casper?
I remember one. I've never seen the movie, but I only saw that scene.
It's three.
Huh? Oh, I've only seen the one with Ray Stantz.
Yeah. That was cool. He comes running out of the house saying, yeah, no, I'm not even touching that. There's a scene in there where Paxman, or is it Paxman?
No,
Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Pullman. Yep. He's shaving, or he's wrong. I always screw that up at some point. But yeah, he washes his face, and then as he looks in the mirror, he turns into into Clint Eastwood. Then he turns into Mel Gibson.
Okay.
And then he turns into someone else, and I can't for life.
I just watched that not long ago because it was on HBO, and I hadn't seen it in a very long time. That you're talking about the Christina Ricci, Bill Pullman,
There's a scene, and it turns into three, and I can't remember who the third one is, but there's three, and I the story from what I remember is that they just happened to be filming something else around there or something like that, and they just figured it would be funny to just. Make an appearance. Huh. And so they just basically make him look like that person, then he turns to that person, then he turns to another. And I can't remember who it was, the third person. It's got to be, I want to say it's like Schwarzenegger or something. No, I'm going to have a look now. You know what? I'm going to cheat. I'm going to have to Google it now. But that was a cool cameo. I mean, going back with the Ray Stantz cameo, I mean, honestly, I do honestly think that the cameos in the Ghostbusters 2016 didn't need to be done. They were horrible.
Again, I can't comment on it. Haven't seen it.
Almost all remakes of TV shows or movies do put the original actors in if they can. It's an industry standard, unfortunately.
Yeah, but the thing is, the reason that movie went the way it did is because the four of them couldn't agree on and get together and actually film the movie, and then all of a sudden they're all in it.
Yeah, that was the kick in the nuts for us, that it's like, oh, you guys couldn't get together, and now you get together for this, but it's one day of shooting for them as opposed to a script and a whole thing. So, like, I get it, but
Bill Murray had a bigger part in that movie, though, didn't he? I mean, he had a bigger part.
Yeah, he was in a few scenes.
Hmm. You're talking about the new one, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still good. I'll have to see it eventually. And I didn't not see it because of some sort of issue I had with it. It wasn't going to ruin my childhood and any of this other bullshit.
No.
Because it's a new movie. It is what you can't ruin my childhood unless you go back in time and then you just erase it and you fuck with the movie. Yeah. Yeah. What do my kids turn out to be assholes, Doc? No, but
I'm Pickle Rick.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my god! Watch
I'm Pickle Rick.
For the love of God!
I need to really
go on. Like... There's an app you can download Adult Swim on your phone, and you Pickle can watch Rick. It for free each week. I think with your. But anyway, where was I at? I just derailed.
I turned myself into a pickle, and you can't. You can't do it. And if you could, you would because you can't.
Stop. Now I'm going to immediately get done recording this and I'm going to go watch it. Actually, I'm going to start watching it in the middle of recording this. That's what it's going to turn into. Yeah. Where'd Rob go? Hey, turn the mute button off. Hey, guys, how's it going? I just got done watching Pickle Rick over here. Hey, Brian. Hey, you want to hear a bunch of jokes about Pickle Rick?
I'm Pickle Rick.
Oh, it might be Rodney Dangerfield.
No respect.
I get no respect. That was going back to Casper.
Oh, he was in that too?
I think he was one of the faces in the mirror.
It's funny because like you bring up bad cameos, and I know we've all seen them, but now I'm stymied. I can't think of one.
I cannot pull them because I wasn't prepped in my brain for one to start pulling that stuff out, and now the minor amount of alcohol is.
Do you remember? Was it Road Trip or Euro Trip? I think it was Euro Trip. Matt Damon was some sort of like.
Matt Damon heavily, was the singer of the rock group.
Yeah.
Every time I hear Matt Damon, all I want to do is the Team America version.
Something like Jenny doesn't know.
Matt Damon. All right, sorry for that.
That makes me think of the Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider is derp derp de derp de derp de derp. Rob Schneider is a carrot.
Damn it! No, I really can't think.
Ducka jihad.
We're gonna continue to go on. I shouldn't have started Team America.
No, you shouldn't have done that. Ducka.
I'm gonna throw in one of the Unmentionables just to break this up.
Just say it. Say it.
I'll take another shot for the team.
You do realize that we're not actually the ones who are coming up with the punishments, right?
Oh, this is not cool, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even choose the punishment. So this is going to be going out to the... And you know blatantly who... There's at least two people who always listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and set the stipulation.
This happened to us.
The genital region is off limits from any kind of damage.
Permanent damage.
This happened to us... what was it? I think... I forget how many years ago. It was five or six years ago. Chris and I went and we stayed in the Grand Midway Hotel. We did something called Writer's Jail, where we literally incarcerated ourselves in a hotel for a week. We would not be released until we wrote a 90-page script. That was our, our goal. And every day there was a social media component to it where our warden would film us and he would post the video and everyone on Facebook could kind of decide what happens to us. And he's like, okay, well, you know, what are they going to have for dinner tonight? Something nice or this. And the first night we had steak. The first morning we had like these Cornish game hens with all the fixings and, you know, pretty scantily clad guards to come take us downstairs, you know, these girls. Oh, and wow. I was like, wow, this is the best jail I've ever been to. And then, and I think this was led by Rosalind Bowne online. And she's like, hey, wait a minute. They're in jail. They need to suffer. So the next day, he's like, well, what should their meal be? Something nice or weird fish? And everyone's like, yeah, weird fish. And he comes into it. We had sardines for breakfast. We had some, like, whatever leftovers from some Chinese food place. It was like duck feet and something
even
identify. It was just horrible from then on in. And I'm like... social media. I'm gonna get each and every one of you when I get out of here. It became like the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, where it's like, right, I'm gonna spend all my money on plane tickets, and I'm coming to get you.
Oh man, I forgot all about that. That was good. I like that movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's got Mark Hamill as Cockknocker.
Hey kids, it's Mark Hamill.
Oh, hi Mark.
Yeah, it's the actually
room.
Really good.
The Room is a horrible movie.
Yeah, and what character was he dressed up as?
Who?
Silent Bob. I'm trying to remember what character he was dressed up as.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Silent Bob.
It was mimicking
He was mimicking someone that you're going to get poked in the balls for saying.
damn it!
Colonel Sanders. Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
Right, I'm thinking Dave Thomas from SCTV, the Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Take off, eh?
Hey, take off. To the Great White North, eh?
Oh, you hosers. Yeah, Paul, right. Now look how Rob likes changing the subject. He's going to get poked in the balls. So, he's like,
I'm sorry, what just
you
happened?
You notice immediately he goes all out. I mean, it's great.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
What, Lorraine, what?
Hey, you.
Get your damn hands off Anna.
Damn hands off her.
You really think I should swear? Yes, damn it, George, swear.
You got me snorting.
Darth Vader came to me last night.
And he said if I didn't ask Lorraine to the enchantment under the sea dance, he'd melt my brain.
I've got tears in my eyes and I can't think straight right now.
That's going to happen when you get hit in the balls too. So
right. Yeah. Why is it immediately me getting hit in the balls? Okay, I'm completely vetoing this whole ball hitting thing.
If you guys who are listening haven't, if for those listeners, if you haven't seen our YouTube channel yet, go on to our YouTube channel. We have a potpourri of just random things. And the other day we decided to play with lightsabers. And as I'm editing this together, just Paul just keeps sticking Rob in the gonads and pop and
it is funny. I thought it was going to be horrible and I did laugh after watching it, but it's
you
entertaining.
You watched it? You
I did.
Watched
I watched
yourself?
It. I actually did watch it. I watched
That's
myself
fantastic.
And I didn't die.
Have you listened
death.
To an episode of our show yet?
I still haven't listened to an episode. Okay. I've gotten through watching. I did. Okay, so here's my successes so far. I did watch the thing that we did at the Star Wars.
Oh, that was fantastic.
The power of costume thing. I watched that whole thing straight. And then I did watch that video that Brian did. And I didn't die, but I did feel a crippling pain of embarrassment as soon as I came on the screen.
Oh.
But I made it.
Wait, what? You were watching it and you felt crippling embarrassment when you came on the screen.
That's exactly what I said.
Freezing.
I'm glad you picked up. There was a comma in there, maybe. Should I add a comma? That was parenthetical. That was parenthetical.
Okay.
Separated.
Is that good?
You know, actually,
one of the videos that I've watched at least four times, well, maybe three times now, just because it's like 15 minutes long, was the one which was the birth of the Three Geek Senate.
I still haven't watched that one yet.
Dude, oh my god, it's so well edited together. Honestly, I don't know how you manage that one, Brian.
I haven't watched it in a while, but when I first posted it, I must have watched it a good 20 times.
Right, I was just, from the get-go, I was just smiling.
You're all
abused. But here's the thing as well, the way that it was set up.
Thanks.
You could see me walk from one camera to the other. It was all in line, and oh my god, it was so very well done, dude.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
My way up.
It wasn't easy.
My way up.
No, I can imagine. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but yeah, both Sonia and I actually, we both watched it a good couple of times. Like, it was And then the Star Wars one, I've watched that at least twice.
I've actually personally shown that to a couple people, and just because I really dig it, and I mean, to be honest, every time it comes up, I have to compliment you, Brian, because I tell everybody, he just does such an amazing job with his stuff. It looks so good.
Yeah. It's so professional. Look like we know what we're doing.
It's what distracts me from my actual day job that I should be doing. I'm like, I'm going to edit our stuff instead.
Oh, that's what happens with me. It's like as soon as I get off work, I'm on social media looking for stuff, looking for stories, reading things, keeping abreast, posting things. And I'm like, oh, I'm spending all my free time doing work on the things that I'm not getting paid to do, but I'm enjoying the stuff that I'm not getting paid to do.
Hey, speaking of costume exhibits like this, this would be a field trip that's beyond us right now, but there's a Star Trek costume exhibit, but it's in England.
Hey, I'm down.
All right, let's go.
I'm 100% down right now.
It's just a flashing.
I just picked up 160 hours of vacation time. I'm ready to burn some up.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
You were paying for that, Paul?
Wait, what? I can't remember, but guess what your punishment is, Rob?
It's in it's in Blackpool. It's called the Star Trek The Exhibition. And
I know
cool.
Blackpool. I went there. I spent many winters there, actually.
I wish you guys had gotten to New York last year so we could have gone to the exhibit on the Intrepid.
I know.
I really wish we would have made that trip.
Stupid me, I live in New York, and I didn't, like, you know, we like to go with company, but I should have at least gone myself, and I didn't get a chance.
But that's the thing. I think at that time, like, either I was busy that one weekend,
there was something that happened because we kept talking about it and it fell through.
No, it was simply we couldn't align because you were still doing your tour, Brian, and I was doing a few events out here, and we just couldn't. The only time we actually got together was at Scarefest in September, and we still couldn't align anything after that. It was just not in the stars.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, what reminded me that it was even there, my friends Anthony and Jessica, a team of local writers. I see them on Facebook posting from there, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Like, and they live on Staten Island. They live like 2 miles from me. I'm like, hey, what, you went without me? Come on.
Hey, come on, guys. Take me. I'm Pickle Rick.
I'm Pickle Rick.
It looks so tasty.
All right, Watto.
All right, Morty. Yeah. Got to get some new Mortys.
God. I do. Paul, you need to watch the show.
I know, I've seen a few of them. I have seen a few of them. I know
every episode is on Hulu. The first two seasons are on Hulu.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, okay, I canceled cable because there was nothing on. Okay, but there's one or two things. So I was like, okay, then I'll buy the season of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then we can sit and watch that. And then I got DirecTV for my phone. Mm-hmm. So I got the DirecTV Now. And then because, obviously, Game of Thrones, so it's like, okay, great, I'll get HBO now. Now it's might as well have bought bloody cable.
That's why I've got cable, because there's too much I want to watch.
Yeah. But yeah, and that's the problem. See, I don't have a DVR. All of my stuff, if I miss it, I have to try and catch it on demand or catch it another way. But I do still have cable, so I can. I do have access to stuff, but sometimes it takes a couple days for it to come up on demand. Right. But, I mean, honestly, the way that you're doing, like, if you just get in on HBO and you get through the whole, and you get through the whole series in a month. Like I said, you get that first month for free. Yes. You can bounce in. You can burn up. Yes. 7 seasons of Game of Thrones and then kick out right at the end of it and still get it all
well,
for free.
Sonya's been watching Game of Thrones whilst I've been in here, and obviously we've been having it on every evening, getting through at least 4 episodes or something. Like, literally right now, we are halfway through 4.
Okay,
good.
So we're doing pretty well. I mean, it's taken us a week. So
If you keep it up well, you may be caught up by Sunday.
It's 10 episodes a season, so we're on season 7, so you got 60 to get through to be current.
Right, and I've already done 30. Well, I've already over halfway.
Yeah, and that's been, in like a week and a half?
It's got to only been about a week and a half, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
funny as well, because I never cared about spoilers, obviously, because I didn't watch the show, right?
Right.
So I would go through social media, and I remember bits, like everybody in an uproar at the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, wait, you've just killed everybody off. And honestly, at this point, and I will make a quick disclaimer, anybody who hasn't watched Game of Thrones, I'm probably going to reveal some spoilers. But at this point, it's been out for so many damn years, it's your own damn fault.
Nothing about season 7 yet.
No,
this is all previously.
So
if you haven't seen 1 through 6, you're kind of, or actually 1 through 4, you're kind of
right
SOL.
Now, I'm only up to 4 because Joffrey has just died, which for me made me very happy. I'll be honest.
Wasn't that great?
It was such a fantastic death
that
to
was
see
satisfying.
Happen. Well,
it was.
Yeah, it was very
it
satisfying.
And the way his eyes were almost bulging out, and it was very well done. And
it
that
very much
bet.
Like Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Here's another movie. See, I never saw the remake of that one, you know.
Neither did I. I didn't care
I didn't
to.
Want
it was bad.
To.
I watched
I didn't,
it. It was,
right,
not,
like you,
it
I
was not that great.
See,
no, I didn't
that
want
movie
to.
Holds up, I feel like. I could watch that today. Nah, and
I don't think it holds up. I
it
think
holds
it's
up.
Good. So what, the with remake? A papier-mâché boob?
Hey, man.
Look,
that's what we're saying. At the time,
they give us a third boob. You take it like a man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you do. Especially when you're what, like between the ages of 10 and 14.
Well, again, that's when we were 10 or 14. That was, that was great, and that
was.
But it doesn't hold up.
Get
like
Mars.
Like Terminator 2, Aliens. These movies that hold up now. These are movies you could watch. Aliens, and it holds up. It's an amazing movie
because the practical effects were amazing.
Were incredible, but I don't think Total Recall really holds up. It's a very.
I think I own it. I'll have to break it out.
I haven't watched it in a while.
But I'm gonna tell you, the remake of it did not even feel like the same. It felt like it was a totally different movie. It was like the only thing that was similar were the names.
Oh.
Right.
But the whole movie, it was like a totally different movie. That's what I kept saying. I was like, Quake.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You can't, but I mean, you can't, nothing like that. You didn't even replicate any of the cool shit. And no. they did the head, the malfunctioning hologram head.
Right.
But it was like almost a nod to it, but it was poorly done. I'll take the bad stop motion head coming off of the animatronic Schwarzenegger any day.
It had the biggies of the time. I mean, you had Michael Ironsides as bad guy. Who he was also the bad guy in Highlander 2.
Yep.
He's just got a bad guy voice, man.
His
persona is based around his voice. You can't be a bad guy with a voice like that. Can't not be a bad guy with a voice like that.
Right.
Oh, poor guy.
You're right. And his surname is Ironside. I mean, that's kind of a bad guy already.
Yeah, well, he was a good guy in Starship Troopers, wasn't he?
Totally unbelievable.
Was he? And I'll tell you what, Star Troopers.
But it was a movie that you weren't supposed to take seriously.
I know, and that's what was fun about it. It was ridiculous. Right. It was fun.
And there was boobs.
Dina Meyer. Dina Meyer.
Still. Oh, and Game of Thrones. Going back to Game of Thrones. So many boobs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, boobs.
There's no time for those.
Right, there's no time. Well, in season 7, no time for that.
There's no time
boobs
for that.
And wiener, boobs, wieners, and asses.
Yeah, enough of the floppy wieners, enough of the boobs, but there's Skinamax for that, or just go on the internet, it's called porn. Let's get to it.
Right, yeah, there's plenty of sites dedicated.
No. Keep the boobs.
No.
I'm fine with that.
No, I like
all of it, but boobs. It's all distraction from the story. Right, make it important.
You
like
know nothing, Robert Boxer.
We don't have time for this. There's no time for the boobs.
I do. We have no time for this.
Stop. Stop right now. There is always time for boob.
Oh, there's always room for Jell-O.
Yeah, there's always room for Jell-O.
Always time.
Going from premium cable, the basic cable, I'm looking forward to when X-Files comes back and everybody can see it because it's on Fox. And if you don't have just
Wait. Did you just make a premium cable reference?
I did.
Oh,
but
you bastard.
Actual
bastard.
Actual pay for money.
I'm going with basic cable.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
Careful,
interesting.
Guys.
Now,
careful.
Now, right. I get
if we could just get on some sort of pool.
Careful.
On this.
Yeah, I'm putting some money down.
Wagers.
No, I'm not falling for it. I'm going X-Files. We're talking Chris Carter. We're talking right. 10 episodes.
Is that still due up on January? Are they filming in Vancouver again?
Probably.
Because I haven't heard anything about that yet.
They've got 10 episodes written. They are going 8 episodes of standalone stories, 2 for mythology.
Right.
And they said that their son,
I thought that
William,
they were saying,
is going to be
I thought they
factored.
Were doing nothing. I thought they were said they were deviating from mythology.
Well, 8 out of 10 is a satisfactory deviation.
Gotcha. But yeah, I haven't read too much about it.
Can't wait. X-Files, looking forward to it.
Oh, I love it. Yes, absolutely.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What did you all watch? Well, I guess that can't really... I can't go there because it technically is and it technically isn't. But
no,
it's a TV
you can
show.
Go there. You can go there. What's that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
It's a trap.
No, it's a but trap. It's a show that's on FX.
Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about, but it's
right. It
looked awful.
It's part of the property.
The trailer looked awful.
Right. Okay. Well, because it is, but it isn't. No.
Right.
Not the new one. It's already had a full season.
But it's not MCU.
It's anyway. It's all apart.
Is it
anyway?
Is it really anyway?
Well, for the purposes of this thing, like just not talking, not mentioning the name does not count as not talking about it. So.
I know.
That's true. And,
I was dancing. I wasn't sure because I wasn't sure how it fit in. But
could mention the name and just say, I'm not sure if we can talk about this. We can.
All right. You know what?
This.
I'll go ahead and say it because I'll go ahead and take another shot for it. So everybody's like, what the fuck are they talking about? Legion. That's the show I was talking.
Oh, that's not where I thought you was going.
No.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
No,
yeah,
that's
either
it.
Or
anyway.
Or both. I know what you were thinking, Paul.
Right,
and,
right.
I know what Rob was talking about, but either way.
Yeah, exactly. So, what were we talking about before? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay, you might argue with me on this one, but one of the movies that I particularly dislike the most, or, you know, just didn't enjoy at all, was Mars Attacks.
I didn't care for it.
It was garbage. It was garbage. Yeah,
thank you. And I went there with so many expectations because of such a huge cast.
Well, that was a cameo.
It was just cameos and cameos and cameos. Yeah. It was amazing. Tom Jones was even in it.
But yeah, this goes back to what I was talking about with other movies. Once you have a successful one movie, suddenly the next movie that you do, everybody wants it. Like the whole Men in Black thing. Everybody wanted Men in Black because everybody loved Men in Black. It was just fun, and they just wanted a little piece. So now you have the second movie that... Was it the second? This was after another franchise that he had just worked on, Tim Burton. It won't be mentioned, but everybody was like, oh, Tim Burton, he's going to make Gold. It's going to be amazing. It's whatever it is, he's going to... Excuse me. Oh, that was a...
Hey!
No, but they were like, it's going to be Gold. Then everybody wanted in on the movie. You had Jack Nicholson, you know, as what? He was the president?
He was also some cowboy guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was two different characters.
He played two characters.
He was two characters, but,
And then everybody was in this movie, but all the names couldn't save the
Michael
movie.
J.
It
Fox.
Just it went off the rails.
Yes, Brosnan.
Yeah.
What's her name? Daggone it. She was in the HBO TV show. Matthew Broderick's wife.
Oh,
holy cow.
Right. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker. I could not think of her name. She was in it because she had her head attached to a dog.
Right.
But like I said, the movie was ridiculous. There were a couple things I was mildly entertained with. I think
was it Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Are you sure?
I am. Are you putting down a? Are you putting down a challenge? Because I was right about 1989 earlier. You want to go ahead and do this again?
and he's gonna take a shot in the balls for it, so he's ready.
Oh yeah, I am. Oh, I'm standing. I'm standing firm on that one.
I mean, I think she was in it, but I don't remember her being the dog. I thought it was some other.
Would you like to go to the Google?
There's so many people
that?
That movie. Chances are, someone had someone's head on another body. Like,
right, it was another gopher.
I don't know.
No, but anyway. But yeah, it was a funky movie. That's all I'm saying. I mean, there were pieces that were slightly entertaining.
I'm glad.
But I'm glad
I'm not the only one who didn't like it.
Yeah, it was not. It's not really rewatchable.
Glenn Close, Danny DeVito, Martin Short, Michael J. Fox, Rob Steger, Tom Jones. My God, there's like Natalie Portman.
Yeah. I said everybody was in it. Like everybody wanted to be in the Tim Burton movie.
Jack Black.
No, because he did Edward Scissorhands. Was it before that or after that?
Before that.
It was before that. Yeah.
So it was the unmentionable franchise. And then it was Edward Scissorhands, and then I think it was that. I think.
Maybe. Mm. When was Nightmare Before Christmas?
That was 92, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was definitely after that other one you were talking about earlier.
I'm not a fan of Tim Burton in general. Like, I like a couple of his
movies.
Are you
not?
Yeah,
I really like his stuff.
It's like, I feel like it's so... cut from the only cloth. It's not even like...
I know what you're saying. It's still very
Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's pretty much la 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 black and white stripes and his wife and Johnny Depp.
Oh, god damn. I forgot about Beetlejuice, too. Beetlejuice was in there.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Yeah,
amazing.
I mean, I love Beetlejuice. That was...
So he had a lot of...
But that was the first la 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 la.
He had a lot of... Yeah, because that's what... As soon as I heard, yeah, but that was a lot of hits.
La 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 la. And that's... And that's partially... Danny Elfman, so
that was the music.
It was their partnership that, because he then took that to Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Horrible movie.
I like Scrooged. You get out.
I mean, it's watchable, but it's not one that I go out of my way.
Why did you not like it? Because everybody in Scrooged wasn't British.
It was Scrooged.
I didn't say screwed.
Whatever.
Scrooge.
Yeah, I love Scrooge.
I like that movie.
It's a holiday movie. Watch it every year.
Was it, what's your name?
My holiday movie is Die Hard.
Carol Kane as the ghost. It was Carol Kane as the ghost of Christmas, future?
Buster Poindexter was ghost of Christmas past.
Past, yeah. And then I don't know who future was. No, she was a ghost of Christmas present. That's who she was. Because she just kept punching him in the face kicking him.
She kept swinging in and smacking him.
Right.
She had that voice. Oh, a really annoying voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually her voice.
I know.
It is.
Yeah, because I watched that The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix.
Oh, what a horrible series that is.
I like the series. I enjoy it.
Can't stand it.
I like the series, but I like Tina Fey. I like 30 Rock also. And 30 a lot
Rock
of the
was
same
awesome.
Stuff.
The only time I ever watched 30 Rock is on a plane. Because there's always one or two episodes
so
on that
good.
Screen.
It was so because that was all on Thursday. That's when Thursday and NBC so meant something. That's when you had the comedy powerhouse. You had The Office. You had 30 Rock. I think there was a couple of it. Yeah.
See, I didn't watch it on NBC. I watched it all on Netflix.
Did you?
Yeah, I came late to the 30 Rock party.
Yeah, I came in like season two. And I missed season one. I did have to catch season one on Netflix. But,
and since I saw it all on Netflix, I burned through it. And when I was done, I'm like, oh, it's done. I have no more. That's what led me into Parks and Recreation.
That's what happened with me and Parks. That's right.
And I love Parks. Like, it was a slow first season, but I'm glad I stuck with it because I really enjoyed that show.
Well, I went to Parks after I watched The Office for about the 50th time.
It's a de facto sequel.
Someone told me, someone said, oh, you should, if you like The Office, you'll really like Parks and Recreation. So I went, okay, and I stuck with it, watched it, I think pretty much all the way through to the end, and then I went back and watched The Office another 50 times.
I wouldn't mind going back and revisiting it. In The Office leaving Netflix?
Rumor has it they were going to be leaving this month, but they're still there.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed. It
may be hanging out. I wouldn't mind going back and revisiting. I don't know that I've got the time. I have hard enough time fitting in just catching up and keeping current on stuff that's new. Like I'm still trying to like break further into Voltron.
Yeah.
I just got two episodes into season three, which season two towards the end, like I said, really enjoyed it. Like halfway through,
Voltron?
Like I enjoyed season two, but the back half of season two, thoroughly enjoyed.
I'm behind that. I didn't get through it.
But there's a show that I came across that is on Netflix. I don't know what the real channel is that it's on, but I was told about it by my brother and sister sister-in-law about it. It's called Schitt's Creek.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It's really funny.
Is it?
I like it. It's ridiculous. It's I like it. It's kind of a dry humor to some point, but it's a lot of mannerisms and things that sell it, and just kind of like their inflections and the way that they say things and stuff like that. But I like the situations that they get put in. It's
lately on Netflix because I'm doing other things at the same time, and I haven't watched Voltron because you have to sit and watch it. I've been putting things on for background noise. I've been watching, listening again to Arrested Development. That's a brilliant
show. Such a good series. It's so good.
Never seen it.
Him?
So good.
Him? There's always money in the banana stand. Remember that.
You idiot. I told you there's money in the banana stand.
There's literally money in the banana stand.
Dude, do you remember when Job was in prison and White Power Bill comes up to him and he's like, White Power! Oh, but I'm white. Oh. And he shanks him.
Yeah.
I,
oh, my
Paul,
God.
Paul, if you
oh,
haven't
you know
seen
what happened?
It, you will enjoy
you
know, it.
You really should watch it.
I just don't have time to dedicate to new shows. But see, this is the thing. I'm pretty much like at least 80% of other Netflix users where they're like, I think I'm going to watch something new today. What shall I watch? I'm
going to
watch The Office. You know, it's like, I'm revisiting Friends.
See, there's your problem.
Like, Friends.
Once I see stuff like TV shows, unless it really hit me, I kind of move on. Like, I don't mind seeing it. If it comes on TV as a rerun, I'll sit there and watch it. But I will not willingly choose to rewatch it.
I'm 50-50. Like today, I was watching Always Sunny. I was watching the block of Always Sunny, and I'm like,
"Oh God,
yeah,
that's so good." I will revisit that. That's kind of like in the same vein as like a Seinfeld. I'll revisit Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
See, I never watched Seinfeld. I couldn't get into it.
But Always Sunny, I will revisit Sunny.
It's funny you should say that
because
I did
because of the implication.
That.
What?
It's because of the implication. That's why. It's because of the implication.
I'm lost.
There's obviously an inside joke there, but
he totally missed it because he's thinking about the guy in the latex suit directed by Tim Burton.
Right.
He's always thinking about that.
He's always thinking about that guy.
Which guy is that?
And the nipples.
Ant-Man.
Is it Ant?
Oh!
I'm taking one for you.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
I live in a different state. Da, da, da.
Punishments are real. Yeah, but hang on.
Somebody's going to show up at your door, and they're going to be like,
right. Hey, you know it's only $40 return to New York, right?
Right. So, well, now, let's just make an overnight trip. We'll come in on a red eye.
Yeah.
We'll get to his place, knock on the door, Rochambeau him, and then leave.
Dude, that would be so absurd, it would be worth it.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, thanks, guys. Have a good trip back.
But I'm white.
I cannot wait. I really can't wait for the new season of Arrested Development. I wonder if they're going to, like they did, what was it, season, is it, was it four?
They did season four on Netflix.
Okay, so season four. But I wonder if they're going to do it the same way, because they couldn't get everybody's schedules to line up. So they did a lot of independent shows. So everything felt a little disjointed, but it's like everybody kind of got their own show.
Of the 10 or 12 episodes they had, you don't realize how it all fits together till the end. So it feels like that. And at the end, you're like, oh, wow, that was brilliant. But it was taxing.
Here's the thing, though. If you go through and you watch, see, like I did, I went through and watched the entire season or the entire series from beginning to end on Netflix. So you suddenly go through and you get through season three and everything's been flowing the same way it is. And then there's this massive jump.
Yes.
And then everybody doesn't look exactly the same. And was it Portia de Rossi or whatever? Yep. Like, suddenly you're like, oh,
she has worked.
What happened there? Right. But I mean, you know, it was just the big time jump. So like, man, the show
like,
didn't.
It was like we were talking about. It was when Michael Cera still had appropriate awkwardness and we weren't tired of it yet.
Right. Yeah. Now he's just. Yeah.
Oh,
even
my God.
Scott Pilgrim.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
I want to revisit that after we were talking about
one
that
of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's just because I like oh my God, I just forgot the director's name.
Edgar Wright.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
I still haven't seen Baby Driver, and I want to go see Baby Driver.
Without Simon Pegg, that one flew under the radar, and not everyone knew Edgar Wright directed that. But it had the same editing style, and it was totally geek culture. You know, everything was NES, had an NES skin on it, so that was really cool.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to check.
Was that Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen that one.
Love it.
They had, what is his name? I can't remember now. The Vegans?
Yeah. Thomas Jane was one of the vegan police.
Yeah. Who's the other one?
I recognize him, but he's that guy. He's an actor whose name I don't know. But the actor who played Evil Ex-Boyfriend number 3 also played someone in a franchise we're not allowed to talk about.
Correct.
And Evil Ex-Boyfriend number 2 plays someone in the other franchise we're not allowed to talk about.
There's going to be people doing a lot of research after this episode.
Which is good. That's good.
Of Evil Ex-Boyfriends.
The League of Evil Ex-Boyfriends. But that's... I'm looking forward to seeing the response from our listeners. I was going to say fans, but I'll say listeners right now.
They're tolerating at this point. It's more of
a
tolerating crowd.
So. I think so.
They run out of other things to listen to, so they're like,
we'll give this a chat. They wore us down with their social media posts.
They're actually
go ahead and tune in.
They're actually going to be using our podcast in hostage situations where, in order to get people out of the house, they play.
Right. Right. But then you've got them going, we don't really want to leave if we're going to get closer to it.
Hey, speaking of social media, I was over the weekend, I was just flipping through my Twitter feed, and Brian Quinn, Q from Impractical Jokers, he puts up a tweet and he's like, hey guys, who wants a signed action figure of me? I'm just going to leave it somewhere on Staten Island. And I was like, what? And I look at the picture and I know exactly where he put it. He left it on the porch of a place called the Parsonage. We did an episode of Scared there many, many years ago, and I'm like, that's literally down the hill from me. I dropped my phone. I ran out of the house in shorts and a t-shirt that I wore to sleep, and hopped in my car and then sat in traffic for 15 minutes. But I get there, and there's already people circling around it. And unfortunately, when I saw the tweet, it was 53 minutes in. He had tweeted it 53 minutes ago, so it might as well have been 2 weeks in online time. I was hoping that, you know, this guy has a lot of fans. They're probably all over the world. How many of them are on Staten Island and checking their feed now? And it's right near my house. I've got a shot. Nope.
Not a chance.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, well, maybe me and Paul and Rob could do this. Hey, we're going to leave one of our shirts. But then it would be like they're left there for weeks.
It's just,
and months.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, go actually, back, go back and visit for it littering. Again.
It's just like
ripped. It's been ripped to hell. There's mice living in it.
No, you know what? There'd just be some homeless guy wearing it.
Nope, he's not wearing it, but he did use it.
He did use it.
He's like, three geeks shit it. What?
I think it would be funny, like, maybe just as a test, like, this weekend or next weekend, Paul, you leave something in your area. Rob, you leave something in your area. Mm-hmm. I'll leave something in my area. And then we'll just, like a test to see if it stays. Or who knows, sanitation might just come and pick it up. But
oh, yeah. It'll get picked up and thrown away. Oh, my God. I don't know. Well, weirder things have happened. Who knows?
Okay,
I give it a shot.
That's sad.
Well, I think we'll wait until we have some 3Geek merch. Once we actually get some, like, even if it's just sort of magnet stickers, something, I don't know. Once we get some merchandise together, that might be a lot of fun, though. That might actually be something worth sort of
thinking. Maybe a 3Geek Senate, like a harpoon,
maybe a
trident,
a colostomy bag. I was thinking,
right, or a Bradford bag, a Bradford
or a
bag,
bag.
A 3Geek Senate, Paul Bradford bag, special edition, glittered out.
So
signed by Paul Bradford himself.
Gently
it's a
used. Gently used.
It's a dollar store Ziploc bag.
It's still got the extension cord on it.
The Bradford bag.
Yeah. Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Dude, speaking of this is going to be, this is a weird connection, but of you making things, how's that proton pack coming?
Oh, it's coming on really well, actually. I'm rather... the fact I have tomorrow off work means I'm going to be spending even more time on it. But yeah, it's actually really, really cool. I'm quite impressed with how it's looking right now. Yes. I'm trying to remember to film stuff and trying to remember to, make little videos as I go. So it's not going to be the best of quality, but... yeah, I'll send you all the videos that I've got so far.
It's content. It's content.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be good. That'd be something good for people to see. You know, they kind of want to see the process and see how to...
Yeah, that's...
And you,
that's what...
Because I look at it and the way that you did it, like, I saw the pieces that you were using. You laid out, you're like, this is what I'm going to turn into it. And I'm looking at it going, I don't know how the fuck that's going to turn into a proton pack. And then you see the next picture and I was like, oh. All right, I kind of get where it's going, and then the next picture, I'm like, all right, rock on. It's even like, I mean, it just steps, and I mean, it's kind of like when you were watching Bob Ross paint. You're like, how the fuck is that going to turn into a mountain and trees? No, I'll be damned.
Well, I was thinking, and I think I said this to Paul that morning. I said, it's like, you know, when you're a kid, and it's like, how to draw a Spider-Man? First, you draw a circle for the head, then you draw a line for the body, and then the next page, it's like he's all shaded in and done. It's like that's how you draw Spider-Man. Like, what?
You missed all the steps in between, you bastard!
Like,
right.
Thanks,
Stan.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. What did you just talk about? What were you just talking about?
Oh
God damn it! No.
Oh wow.
Oh my God, this is gonna be so good. I cannot wait to spend $80 to fly there twice.
Like, what, you're gonna come, you're gonna kick me in the balls, leave, and then come back to do it again?
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I'm just gonna look you in the eyes and be like, you know.
Yeah, because it's twice now. You've done it twice.
You know what you did.
Unless you just like to call a draw. And
great. I could have
out.
Just said, you know,
hey,
Charlie
hey.
Brown or some
it
other.
It has to be a three-way draw, and I haven't done it.
You haven't done what? Talked about what?
Any of it.
any of what you're going to make me snort.
It's true.
I collapsed underneath that.
It's true.
Yeah, but then it's two against one, so kind of the majority rules.
It's true. It's, but he who edits the episode has the power.
Oh, that's not
bastard. Also, there's just going to be like we're going to be talking about random things, and also just be like a laugh.
Just for no reason.
And I'm going to kick you in the nuts, and then it's just going to cut out. He'd be like, what happened? Why did they kick Brian in the nuts?
Wow, these guys are so violent.
I'm so concerned. Poor Brian.
But, wow, yeah, that was... Damn.
See, hey, you know what? You know what, guys? It's sad that it's been 2 weeks since we hung out, and it's just... every time, it's just so always ridiculous. Yeah, it does. It seems like it's been like 6 months.
Well, I feel like there's activities we got to get to, like paintball, laser tag, room escapes, that when we get together, we're going to have some ridiculous fun.
Yeah. Ooh, laser tag sounds fun.
Yeah. Anyway, except for when we actually use real lasers.
Yes.
To tag each other with. It's going to hurt. But I'm in. Anyway. Oh, one thing I did think of real quick. And it's something that I'm kind of bummed about, but Paul was so close. So, so this week, I hope I say it right. Haruo Nakajima, the guy that played the original, Godzilla, passed away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember, Paul? We were talking about because he was at the convention you were at in what, Indianapolis?
I said that he looked bad.
I remember specifically
you said that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He goes, we were talking about it, and he goes, I was near there, and he goes, but he would look, but he had to have people holding him up and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but, he was like one person was holding his oxygen. There was another two people like to the side of him, and it was literally like they were. It was almost like he was a puppet. I mean, it was very from Japanese, right?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, I would imagine that was, I don't know. Not embarrassing for him, but at this point, I don't even think.
Oh, that whole honor, the whole honor society and stuff like that.
As far as cultural, I honestly, I don't think. I don't know, dude. I felt really bad, honestly. I just.
Right. You felt like it was kind of like an opportunity.
The family were dragging him. Yeah.
Right.
And it just, to me, it seemed very poor taste.
I just wish that I would have had the opportunity
to meet him.
That's all I wanted to do. But I mean. You know, now he's gone, and I mean, it's you know, I grew up watching all that stuff, you know, all the monster movies and stuff like that. And he was even in a movie that I made a reference to even that weekend because Jason he had posted I guess that he'd gotten his autograph or whatever I think, and I said something about he was also one of the gargantuans in the I can't remember the daggone movie Battle of the Gargantuas, I guess. It was another Japanese movie, but that he was in that I liked, you know, a lot when I was a kid. But him, and then I see Romero passed away in the past couple of weeks. George Romero.
Right.
I thought that happened a while ago.
Was it that long ago?
It was only a week or so.
It was about a month or so.
Okay.
It was before we got together.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it's just like those things. It's like you know. Just people kind of go, you know, it's kind of the passing of the torch, I guess, but it's just, I think back being, you know, 41, it's like, I don't really feel 41, but it's like time keeps reminding me that it's moving on. And
it's,
you know,
only
going to
get worse.
Yeah. We're going to keep losing that guy, you know, when we
we are going to start losing a lot of the people that we grew up with.
I mean, already losing, you know, Carrie Fisher, that was a big one, but
huge blow.
But, you know, just even more, you know, as it just goes on. But it's just one of those things, just reminder. Because actually, Romero, that actually, you know, I got into the movies a little bit. But, like, I read his comic book. He had a comic book, The Empire of the Dead. It was, I read it. It was a couple of years ago. It had, like, three different series. And he was at Scarefest a couple of years ago, and I just walked up to his table, and I was just talking to him, and I just walked up. The guy was just super kind, super awesome, and I had the first three issues of my comic book, and I just asked him, I was like, hey, would you mind signing these? Didn't even bat an eye, just signed the comic books. We sat down, we talked. I was asking him if they were going to be made into a show. He said they'd been optioned, but they just, you know, the money wasn't kind of rolling in for them to make it and stuff like that. You know, he was just super warm. Just a guy I had, you know, just talking to, having a chat with.
It's good to hear. It's nice when someone kind. At that level is still approachable.
Right. And cool. I mean, he was just super, he's just sitting there, and I just remember walking up the table, and he just looks up, and it's just super, super. And I mean, I hold that as a really, really fond memory of something mm-hmm. cool that happened. I mean, it really, that's what it affected me, because I had that moment of just connecting with somebody genuinely over something.
Speaking of approachable people and our fandoms and things we grew up with, as we're rounding off this episode of Three Geek Senate, I'm pretty excited. I know, Paul, you and Rob are excited too. Mm-hmm. We're going to be conducting our first ever interview with a figure in the entertainment world that's connected to one of our geekdoms, and maybe we'll tease. Yes. We won't say who yet, but
We will have a new player in the game.
I feel like, you know, they might fight for the users. I'm not sure yet, but it's in that realm. Rob, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a weird thing breaking out of us just talking like this and actually trying to involve somebody else into it, and then kind of pick their brain about how they were involved in something that was very, very bright and neon.
Hey, so, I mean, for us to geek out with each other, we're now going to get to geek at someone. So, listeners, hey, maybe you can guess who we're talking about. When you listen to this, send us a message and see if you can guess who is going to be on the podcast. There might be a prize associated with a correct answer. I'll check that out. So I think with that, we're going to bring another episode of Three Geek Senate to a close. For more geek nerdery, make sure you search for Three Geek Senate on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Or you can follow us on social media. Simply follow at 3GeekSenate. That's the number, 3GeekSenate, whether it's your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
And we need you to go to iTunes and please subscribe. It's free. We need you to give us a review, 5 stars if you could, and share with your friends and let us know what you think.
My name is Brian J. Cano.
And my name is Paul Bradford.
And I'm Robert Buxar.
And we'll see you guys next time on the Senate Room Floor. Good night, everyone.